It's time for swap meet. Oh yeah, here we go. Oh, another man's junk is another man's treasure, like a gold tape measure. When you were a kid and your fingers in your nose, today you're a picker. Oh, it could be comic books or silverware. As long as it's old, has no mold, there's value there. It's time for swap meet with Justin Kaufman
and Greg Flam.
Here we are.
That's right. It's a swap meet sponsored by Wolf's Flea Market every Wednesday night here at 10 o'clock, 312-981-7200. Greg Flam at Two Page Picker, both on Facebook and Twitter, ready to evaluate your collectibles, your memorabilia, your junk.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. How you been, buddy?
Doing great.
Question for you. It's September.
Right.
So garage sales, yard sales, flea markets, those kind of things, they start to
yeah, coming down a little bit, but this nice weather this week, there'll be quite a few. And so it should be a good weekend. Also, Saturday, Justice, the Village of Justice is townwide.
Oh, yeah.
And then, of course, Sunday I'm at Wolf's.
Well, there you go. So you got it all mapped out.
Yep, that's my routine.
No trouble for Greg.
Right, no problem.
He's all
still
good.
Finding those treasures.
That's right. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. All right, so every week before we start, you bring in the goodies that you found the week before. You got some great stuff tonight.
Let's dig right
into it. Let's start with the Great America poster. This is cool.
Yes, I got this at an estate sale a couple months ago, actually. I found four of them. And they were about a dollar or two each, and I've sold them for like $150, $200, just crazy amounts.
Wow.
And yeah, they're pretty rare. I mean, this one is the Tidal Wave, and it's back when it was Marriott's,
of course.
So that dates about 1977, 78. So
look
that's
at that Tidal Wave. That was the best one.
Yep. I was stuck on the Tidal Wave.
By the way, you got stuck?
Yep,
how?
Not on the loop, but on like one of
when
the
When you went
ends.
Up the end?
Yeah, one of the ends, I was stuck on it, yeah.
How'd you get down?
It just took about 45 minutes, and they finally got it moving again.
Oh,
so just
kind of
sit there, yeah.
That's you like life-changing.
But there was that one time that people got stuck upside down there.
They did?
Yeah, I think there was one time that people got stuck upside down.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, I don't pay close enough attention to the world of roller coasters, but I believe the Tidal Wave is gone.
Yeah, that I'm not sure.
I feel like I went looking for it last time I was there with my son because I felt like that would be an easy one to introduce him to, and I don't think it's there anymore.
Yeah, probably not.
But the Batman and Robin and Joker and every other
superhero. Superman, all those, yeah.
Yeah, that's there.
They're there.
You're wrong. That's all. That's all fine and dandy. But the old-fashioned Tidal Wave.
Yeah.
Nope.
But there is like a cult following of just roller coaster fanatics. And well, I know one of the posters I sold, it was Willard's Wizard, and I sold it to the operator who operated that back in the day.
What?
Yeah, and he's a roller coaster nut, but he actually worked at Great America and operated, so that's why he wanted
the Wizard.
That poster. Yeah, Willard's Wizard, it was called.
Oh, really?
So anyway, so there's that. And
that's
so
awesome,
neat.
Man. This is awesome.
Pretty
just
rare.
Looking at the old, it looks very like 50s, 60s, like with the, everything looks new.
Yeah, early 70s, yeah, whatever it was there.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, and then I brought another poster.
Okay,
of,
what else you got here?
Wrigley pre-lights.
Yeah, I had this poster when I was a kid. Yes. This is the Marathon Gas poster. That's a shot of the north side of Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
It's got Wrigley Field, but it doesn't have the lights. It's pre-lights.
Pre-lights.
And this is a nice one. Mine, though, I think is more authentic because it's got the little pinholes
there you go.
All over it.
Right.
Probably like 9 in every corner.
Yep.
One of the corners ripped off. At one point went with the masking tape.
Right.
Instead of the
stick'em stuff in the back.
Yeah. Rip that right off. So there's like a missing corner on the left.
Sure.
Mine much more authentic.
Yes.
But this is all, I love this because
it's
really
a neat
shows,
poster. I brought that to the flea market and it gets people looking at it every time it stops them.
I love it. That's the pre 1988. When was the light? The lights is 88.
So 08, right?
88? What are you talking about?
88? Was it that long ago? That's what I was thinking.
The lights?
Yeah, probably
yeah,
88.
Yeah,
because it was all 8s. 88, 88.
Yeah, Greg Maddux was not an...
Yeah, I just can't believe it was that long ago.
He's a great grandpa, but 2008.
Yeah.
He's still pitching, but 1988. And so this poster is pre-1988.
Pre-88, yeah.
That sounds like a good starting point for the swap meet tonight.
Yep.
And like, you do have memorabilia, classic stuff that's pre-lights. At Wrigley Field.
Oh, yeah. We'll,
you know you're going to
We'll get all
stuff.
That. Yeah.
But, I mean, that's a very – I like that because it shows – it also he can really dig into that poster and see the surrounding buildings. Is the Yum Yum Donut still there?
I bet it is. I could see the McDonald's. I know that.
Yeah, there Clark you go. Street. So I'll look for the in the break. I'll look for the Yum Yum Donuts. Yep, that's my favorite.
Yep.
All right, and then you got some
just some 57 1960 ephemera of Chrysler, Oldsmobile, Pontiac, brochures from the dealers. And, the car guys like this because if they have that car, not only do they want the manual for the car in the glove box, but they'll have this in the car as well to just kind of give it that much more authenticity.
Yeah. All right, 312-981-7200. Can you top what Greg's got tonight? He's got the Great America Tidal Wave poster. He's got the pre-lights poster for Wrigley Field and Wrigleyville at the time, East Lakeview. And also some brochures from old cars. 312-981-7200. What do you got? It's a swap meet. Stay with us. All right. They're coming in. 312-981-7200. It's a swap meet. I'm Justin Kaufman. Greg Flamm here at DuPage Picker, both on Facebook and Twitter. Why don't we start with Rich? Rich, what do you want to brag about, bud?
Yeah, I've got this wooden camel. Mm-hmm. It's kneeling on a wood base, and it's at least, my grandfather passed away in 57, and it was his, and it's got a cutout in its back so you can put a pack of Camel cigarettes in it.
Oh, nice. Okay.
So it's some type of promotional thing from Camel from at least the 50s, if not the 40s, and I've got the brass ashtray that goes with it that's got the Camel logo engraving in it. I was just wondering if that's worth anything other than as a keepsake, because there's still the
is worth something. Promotional makes it rare, so there's not that many out there for people to find. So I'm trying to get you a price on that. I might not be able to since it is so rare.
Does that stuff usually for big
Yeah, it definitely sells. It's just a matter of how much at that point because you just couldn't buy those. So if there is one available on the market, it will usually sell. I'm just trying to get a price here for you.
All right, cool.
I've even got one of the old cigarette packs.
Yeah, I mean, that alone.
Of course, it's empty, but,
Yeah. I think you got something. I think it's a cool bragger. For sure, but we'll see if it's worth something.
Yeah, I'm not finding anything, but I'm thinking it's going to be to start maybe $250 to $300 to start.
Oh, wow, there you go.
Okay.
All right.
I think that's what kind of hooked me on camels from not the cigarettes, but the animals.
Yeah.
From Joe being Camel. A little kid,
he wasn't around back then, I know, but they had
I think they do camel rides up at Gobert's or something. Really want to get at it.
Yeah, and I took a camel ride in Egypt, too, when I was in the Army.
So. Okay. There you go. So you got
full circle.
All right. Thanks, Rich.
Yeah. Thanks for calling.
Yep, thanks.
All right, there we go. All right, I got a bunch of people on the line. Let's get to them. It's coming in fast and furious. Andrew, what do you want to brag about, Andrew?
I just got out of a live auction in Wheaton.
Okay.
And I picked up two World War II spotter toys. One is a German Messerschmitt 210.
Okay.
And the other is, pardon?
Spotter toys? We mean spotter like
to train people how to recognize the aircraft. They had cards, but they also made some toys, like models.
Yeah,
so you could not so much for playing with, but looking just like the aircraft.
Okay.
So you could learn how to recognize it. So I got a P-39 from June of 1942, and it doesn't have the date on it, but a German Messerschmitt 210.
What drew you to these objects at the auction? What was it? You're like, this is what I want to get in on.
Well, you go to an auction, you see stuff, and I thought I could maybe pick it up cheap and potentially sell it for more, but I'm kind of a history buff, so it's kind of fun to recognize that someone was possibly using these to recognize and differentiate enemy and friendly aircraft, right?
Yeah, so right. That's cool.
It had a practical use.
Yeah, I'm. It's out of my wheelhouse, so I'm trying to find some prices here for you. But yeah, there's obviously a huge market for.
Yeah, I mean, what I would say, Andrew, is because you're going into an auction, you know that's going to be. What do you think it's worth?
Oh, I think in pristine condition, which these aren't, they probably could go for easily 70, but a little bit less than that. But I paid $5, so
yeah, nice
for both. So.
I'm finding some prices now, some as high as, some of the ship spotter signs, I guess there were, went for $260. I'm trying to find some of the other toys, or not toys, but the smaller models. $40, like you said, $70. So, yeah, you're in the range there. Hopefully you paid quite a bit less and got a good deal.
There you go.
$5.
Yeah, nice. That's great. Awesome,
Keep
Andrew.
Up the work. Great work. I love your show.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ben, and thanks for calling. Bye. All right, there you go. Let's go. Let's keep going. I like these. Jim, what do you want to brag about, Jim?
Yeah, hey, I got a Lionel catalog from the 60s, and what it does is it shows all the different Lionel train models that you could buy, the accessories, and then the neat thing that's in the catalog is you could buy Lionel stock, train stock,
wow,
from Colonel Lionel.
Wow. Colonel Lionel.
Colonel Lionel, and it was like, what? You know, it's like pretty neat.
That is. That's definitely different.
Yeah, the trains. And I had the cast iron trains, and I gave them to my nephew, and they blew them up with firecrackers and that after I found out what they were worth. You know, this was years ago. It's like, oh, my trains. You still have my box of trains? No.
Wow, yeah. I'm seeing some of the older catalogs go for $30 to $50, but if you still have that stock page or option in there, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's all in there with the, it hasn't been sent in. The magazine itself is a little old, but it's pristine as far as everything's in there.
Awesome, yeah. I'm sure it would be higher than with the stock page in there.
Yeah. All right, I'll have to go to the Museum of Science and Industry.
There you go, Jim.
Interested with their train set.
Awesome.
Thanks, Jim.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you, buddy.
All right, one more. Let's do Russ. Hey, Russ, what do you want to brag about, Russ?
Yeah, I have an old, it's from the 70s, Leroy Neiman. It's a print painting of the harness racing at Sportsman's Park.
Ooh,
oh, wow.
I like that. I'm listening.
There we go, Sportsman's.
So it's local.
Yeah, and Sportsman's is no longer. They went out about 20 years
right.
ago.
Right, I know, right? I like that, harness racing. So it's harness racing, the painting is harness racing?
Yes, and he was at the track, and he did it, and then he signed up. Then a couple weeks later, they had him at the track, and then he signed them.
Wow, that's cool. Is your sign?
So I don't know. It's got a metal frame. Yeah, he signed it. The lower right-hand corner.
Yeah, I'm not finding any sold, but there are two currently available, and they range from $300 down to $70. I'm trying to see if those were actually signed as well for you to give you a better idea.
Yeah, and I looked on the site. I must have looked at a couple hundred of his different pictures. That, you know, he was known for all kinds of sports.
Mm-hmm, right.
You name. And he had a few with the racetracks, but I never found one from Sportsman's posted, you know.
Right. Okay. Yeah, this one doesn't say signed, so you might be on the higher end of more than 300 there.
You're in the money.
And I don't have a original Neiman, but I have the Burger King.
Who's the market for buying it? I want to get rid of it.
You want to get rid of it?
Yeah, I don't want it. I like thoroughbreds better than harness anyway.
Oh, wow.
That's awesome.
I'd like to sell it. So how do I go? Go to a...
if you have a family member that maybe can list it for you online or...
You have two options. You go online to eBay, put that thing up, or B, find a corner and just pull your van up and put it out there and just hold out there with a little sign that says $75 and someone will come along.
Camp out at Balmoral Park.
Ask the guys who sell the rugs on Harlem if you can piggyback on their work.
Right. No, you'll get the higher end if you can get someone to list it online for you.
Yeah, because I've seen a lot of these paintings. They're asking $600, $400, all around. Anywhere from $100 all the way up to $1,000, you know.
Yeah, I would recommend an auction starting at maybe $349 and just see if it goes up from there.
All right. Thanks, Russ. Cool. Yeah. Awesome. Thanks, buddy.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
He needs to go get – I saw one of the best. I forgot it was on Western. It was one of the guys who pulls the van up, and they got the area rugs. They got them out there, and it was just it was a black rug with the face of Tupac. And I was like, I want that. I almost stopped. I was like, I need that in my living room. Wifey wouldn't go for it.
I never see the rugs. I always see the wooden trains, the wooden work.
Yeah.
You know, like on 83 there.
Yeah, so he just needs to pull up there and be like, well, how much to put this harness racing post.
Yeah,
or picture up. 312-981-7200. Let's keep going. Let's go to text. What's the value of a Cuddly Dudley doll in the original box. Never played with. Cuddly Dudley Express. Oh, that's so sad. Never played with.
Yeah, the Express, I guess, was a train or a car that was with it. Mm-hmm. Just the Cuddly Dudley is between $150, $300 if it's great in the box.
Is that like an old doll kind of thing?
It was the dog, wasn't it, on Ray Rayner, the dog?
Oh, okay.
If I'm not mistaken. But it's an old, you know, vintage toy dog.
Just sad. That their whole life they've been holding on to this thing. They're like, I really want to cuddle Cuddly Dudley.
At least it is something. I see quite a few that have sold, so it's still something that people are buying, so that's good.
All right, there you go. 312-981-7200. We're doing a swap meet tonight. Greg Flamm in the building at DuPage Picker at Facebook and Twitter. Give us a call. We'll evaluate your memorabilia, your collectibles, and, of course, your junk. 312-981-7200. Second half coming up.
It's time for swap meet. Oh, yeah, here we go. Oh, another man's junk is another man's treasure. Like a gold tape measure. When you were a kid and your fingers in your nose, today you're a picker. Oh, it could be comic books or silverware. As long as it's old, has no mold, there's value there. It's time for swap meet. With Justin Kaufman.
And Greg Flamm.
Here we are.
That's right. This swap meet is sponsored by Wolf's Flea Market. 312-981-7200. This is where we evaluate your collectibles, your memorabilia, your junk. 312-981-7200. All right. Let's keep going. Let's go to Laura. Laura, what do you want to brag about, Laura?
Hi.
Hi.
I have a book. It's Fantasia. I believe it says second printing, so I assume that's the first edition, second printing, and it's Walt Disney Fantasia.
Yeah.
Got a foreword by Leopold Sikorsky. Nice. And I'm just wondering what kind of value it might
Greg,
add.
Greg, let me just step in real quick. Laura's got a book called Fantasia. It's where the mouse... He doesn't want to do the chores, so he uses the sorcerer's magic to get brooms to do it for him. But they get out of control. It gets messy. He doesn't know how to stop them. They multiply.
Sounds like a coming of age tale.
There's a million brooms. He really wrecks the whole place.
Okay.
I think that I sum up Fantasia? I think I got it, right?
Got it.
All right. What's it worth, Greg?
Well, first edition looks like, there's someone asking $800 right now for one, but that doesn't mean that's what they'll get. One looks like it's sold for $40, so there's a big swing there. So
So anywhere between $40 and $800, yeah, Laura.
I think you're closer to probably $100 to $200.
All right. That's good.
I paid $1.25 for it.
There you go.
All right, there you
Still
go.
Still not bad.
That's good. All right. Thanks, Laura.
Thanks for calling.
Does she mean $1.25 like she's being cool, saying $125 a dollar and a quarter?
Sportsman's, that's what that would mean.
He thinks, the mouse thinks, he can control these brooms, and he can't.
He can't. Futile.
Let's go to Cindy. Cindy, what do you want to brag about, Cindy?
Hi.
Hi.
So I have this book. It's like 11x14. It was put together by the Chicago Chamber of Commerce.
Ooh.
And I want to say, yeah, it's really cool, actually. It's before the Sears Tower was built. So it's basically, you know, all about every page is about the beaches, about the shopping. You know, definitely a tourism book. Wrigley Field, you know, things like that. So, you know, I have no idea. It was a gift to me from my grandmother. I have no idea what it's worth or where it even came from, other than that it was probably a tourism book.
Is it a booklet or like hardcover book? Or
it's a booklet.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
And like I said, it's bigger than an 8x10.
Sure. Yeah, I know exactly. I have similar stuff to that, and you're probably in the $20 to $25 range. If it was signed or if it was a hardcover, it might be worth more than that. But I've brought some in before and showed Justin, some of the older commerce books and just Chicago guides from back in the 50s and 60s.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's great to see the skyline like how it was back then and just what they were pushing for, you know, visitors to look at.
Yeah, love it.
Yeah, it's definitely a lot of fun. I love looking at it even today.
I say keep that. Don't sell it. And Keep it as a party favor.
Yep. Put it on your coffee table. Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. It's a bragger. That's right. Thanks, Cindy.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. There we go. Let's keep going. Let's go to Nick. Similar stuff. Nick, what do you want to brag about?
Hey, my dad gave me a, it's like a portrait kind of picture thing for a wall. And it's got a bunch of Chicago landmarks that are engraved into some sort of stone or marble.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
It's got like Wrigley Field, I believe Soldier Field down there, the Field Museum, different buildings that are prominent to Chicago.
Right.
I have no idea what it's worth, something like that, but I wanted to see if you guys ever saw or heard of something like that. Man.
Yeah, I've seen a couple of those, and they're kind of common in this area, obviously, with Chicago, but you can get them as low as $20 at a garage sale, maybe lower sometimes. Some people just don't know what they're worth, but they are worth a little bit more, probably $100 to $200.
Oh, there you go.
Cool.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Nick.
You bet.
I like those. Okay, let's keep going. Let's go to Joanne. Joanne, what do you want to brag about, Joanne?
Okay, I have Charlie Tuna watch, radio.
Wow.
And an old-fashioned sewing machine, which is like a desk. You open it up.
And that's Charlie Tuna as well?
No, it's a regular sewing machine.
Okay, we were on Charlie Tuna. Sorry.
I thought you were talking. I thought I was like, wow, you got a lot of Charlie Tuna.
A big Charlie Tuna fan. But do you know what brand the sewing machine is?
I don't know. It was my mom. She was like 87 years old. So this is like it's a desk where you open up the desk, you lift it up, and you can sew in everything on it.
Sure.
Wow.
Well, we'll concentrate on the Charlie Tuna stuff then. The camera is anywhere from $50 to $90 for the camera. If you said it was in the box and everything, you have everything with it.
Yes.
Yeah, you're probably on the higher end of
$90. Wow.
You said you had a radio and...
I have a radio, a clock, a watch, and also the lamps. And a rug.
Sure. The radio's in the $20 to $30 range. And then what was the last one? A clock? Sorry.
A clock, a radio, lamps, two lamp sets, and a rug.
Oddly enough, I've only had the cookie jar, the Charlie Tuna cookie jar, but that did get about $75, so I'm happy with that.
All right.
But, yeah, someone's asking $200, $400 for the clock. It's like a wind-up alarm clock. Is that correct?
Yeah.
That seems to be your winner there.
Wow, there
I'm thinking, $200 and up for that one.
$200 and up for a little clock. I love it.
Yep.
All right.
Then probably the lamps, too, probably. Those will probably be expensive, too.
Yeah, I didn't get to those, but, yeah.
For sure. All right. Thanks, Joanne.
Thank you.
Okay. 312-981-7200. 630 says, okay, I got a brag for you. I have 11 original Apple stock certificates.
Wow.
From 1987. Maybe the real brag is getting in on the ground floor thanks to my father's wisdom. He's no longer mad that he missed the McDonald's IPO.
Okay.
That's good stuff.
Can't even imagine what those are worth.
Yeah, they're worth a lot. As he says, though, at the end, this is funny. As he says, though, in time of war or destruction, you can't eat paper stocks.
Yeah.
I guess you're right, but still. That's awesome. That's an awesome brag. There you go. That's how you play. 312-981-7200. 708 says, Justin, you're showing your youth. Uh-oh. Thank you. Thank you. When I was a kid, you would often see a cuddly Dudley ripped up in the alleyways. Its styrofoam like guts would be blowing all over. But thanks for the memories.
Yep. Yeah, and that's why they're worth what they are nowadays, because many people destroyed them.
847 says, I found a high wheel bike, penny farthing, and a plate on the back frame that says new mail and a patent stamp that looks like 1887. Mostly original, not rusty. Can't find it on eBay. What should I do? Should I contact museums? So that's like the high wheel bikes like that you get from like the old days, like two guys or...
Right. You had to kind of push it and then jump on it to ride it. And they're on American Pickers all the time. He's a nut about those bikes. And they can go for upwards of like $1,500, $2,000 depending on the condition and the brand and what year. So you don't have to go to a museum for that. You could probably go, try to find a mom and pop bike store. They'll be able to point you in the right direction on that.
All right. 708 says, I worked for the Chicago White Sox from 1959, that's the year they won the pennant, to 1963. I have a baseball that I watched all the players autograph And I have one from the New York Yankees same year. That's Maris and Mantle. What are these worth? Wow.
Yeah, that's...
Maris and Mantle.
Trying to get a price there.
A baseball signed by the entire Yankees of that generation. That'd be pretty good. You know, I have to say my Achilles heel, Pete, you'll love this. My Achilles heel is in baseball is I know people get mad at me. I love baseball, love baseball history. I could, like, we do the 80s baseball players, love all that stuff, right? But there's something about the Yankees celebrity star players that I cannot place what years they played. So when they say Maris and Mantle, I'm like, the 20s? Babe Ruth, I'm like, 1950?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Like, it's just like I lose track of all of it because they had so many stars and they broke so many records. I'm always like, it's mostly Roger Maris. I'm like, when did Roger Maris play? Like, 50s? 40s?
61?
61? Was that it? He hit 61 home runs? Yeah. In 61?
No, I don't.
I'm showing what I'm saying, like, 65
yeah,
ball, but I would have thought
I would have thought Roger Maris played in the 30s, wouldn't you? I mean, I would think that, like, all of those Yankees that are always talked about were played in the 30s. But
like your Paul O'Neill's.
Tito, right. What was that guy's name? Wasn't Martinez. What was the guy's name?
Danny Tartable.
Danny Tartable.
Oh, yeah. That was a good one.
Don't start.
Yeah.
Don't bring it in.
Obscure Yankees for 300.
No, who was the guy who it doesn't matter. All right. Let's not even start.
Just a Maris Mantle, those two sign ball is going for 500 to 800.
Wow.
If he knows for sure, obviously, if he has any kind of documentation, which I know will be hard, but we talked about it before, the team sign balls tend to drag down the value because it's so hard to verify all those signatures, and sometimes they were. He says, you know, he saw them sign it. That's hopefully the case. But, yeah, if just those two are getting 500, 800, if he could have an authentic ball, it could be in the couple thousand range.
Woo! Wow.
So we'll see how that works out.
312-981-7200. Swap Meet, Greg Flamm, at DuPage Picker, both on Facebook and Twitter. All right, we'll take a break. Come back. We'll wrap it up here. We still have time for some more calls and some texts. We got some stuff lined up. 312-981-7200. Stay with us. It's a Swap Meet, 312-981-7200. Greg Flamm in the building at DuPage Picker, both on Facebook and Twitter. We take our calls and continue to evaluate your collectibles, your memorabilia, your junk. All right, let's go to Jeff. Jeff, what do you want to brag about, Jeff?
Yeah, how you doing?
Good.
I bought some Beanie Babies back in the 90s, back in the craze. Her friend talked her into it, and I'm thinking, this is stupid. Anyway, having dinner the other night, and a friend of hers said, going through some of her kids' stuff online, people are asking like, you know, $14,000, $20,000 for these things.
I know, right?
Yeah, they can ask all they want for them. You got to click the sold box, usually on the left on the home computer site of eBay. Click that sold button and see what they're actually selling for. They're not selling for that. There are, you know, a handful that might be a few hundred, but for the most part, I mean, I see them every weekend, 75 cents, 50 cents. So they're, you know.
But there's the lore and the rumor of like specific ones.
Right.
If you have, it's kind of like the Monopoly game at McDonald's or the Jewel, where you're like, you never actually get right. Z22, you know, but if you got Z22, you're in the money. So right. That's what you have to figure out with Beanie Babies, which ones are the most rare.
Mean, they're the needle in the haystack kind that are worth, you know, quite a bit. But yeah, you're not really going to have those.
Yeah, so
she has one supposedly, I guess, a piece.
Yeah, the piece one, Jerry Garcia one, whatever they call that one. That one I've seen for a couple hundred dollars it can go for.
Couple hundred?
And that's what I've seen for. I know people ask crazy amounts, but it's there's all kinds of websites that debunk a lot of the $1,000 Beanie Baby thing.
Right.
But we talked about it before. I think they're going to come back not in their original form, but kind of like a Pokemon Go type game where you're going to need them for some reason and someone's going to invent a game, you know, that you're going to need them. So I said it here, so take it and run with that.
Well, like you said, I mean, what you ask for and what you pay for are two different things.
Exactly, right. Click that sold box.
There you go.
And see what they're selling for.
Awesome.
All right, thanks,
Jeff. Thanks for calling.
All right, let's keep going. Let's go to Christine. Christine, what do you want to brag about, Christine?
Hi. I have an old Cubs program from about, it's either 71 or 72.
All right.
And, you know, it was all penciled in and all. And the autograph I have is in pencil, but it's from Lou Brock.
Okay. Ooh, yeah. Short-lived Cub.
Right.
And
they trade him to St. Louis?
St. Louis, yeah.
That's like one of the classic like Cubs mess up trades, right?
Brock for Brolio in the '60s, and it's. Let me just say, I want to get this off my chest. I was at the game, you know, I was at the game, the Cubs Cardinals game over the weekend, and you're a really irritating type of troll when you break out the St. Louis Cardinals Lou Brock jersey to wear at the Cubs game.
I just want to get that off my chest. I like the bravado.
Nice.
That's like a pirate. That's like a pirate fan wearing a Madlock. Madlock jersey. All right, what do you think about a program from the early 70s?
Someone asking 50 for one. I'm trying to find an actual.
But this is signed by Lou Brock.
Yeah, that was signed as well. I can't find any sold. Normally, a Cubs program without a signature is in the $11 to $15 range. Like 60s to 70s era. But if they're signed, obviously they can go up depending who signed them. But there's one asking 50, so I'm guessing you're in that ballpark too. If you want to sell it, I think you'd probably be better to sell for like 30 to 40 maybe.
There you go.
Okay.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I just found your program. So
awesome.
I'll be
keep
calling
listening.
You back.
Keep calling. We appreciate
thank
it.
You. All right.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right. Let's go to Lynn. Lynn, what do you want to brag about, Lynn?
Hi. I have a copy of a Time magazine from the 1960s with a picture of the Beatles on the cover and their first trip to the United States.
Wow.
Wow. I love it. All
Let's
right.
Let's see what we can find here.
The first trip to the United States, Time magazine.
Right.
Yeah, I wonder if the Beatles made a Time magazine cover and put it up in their office, even though they were already.
Yeah, the Time magazine, this is 1967. Is it September 22nd? Is that the one?
I couldn't say for sure. I don't have it right in front
no
of
problem.
Me.
No problem.
It sounds like it. They're actually coming off the plane.
Okay. Yeah, that's not this one. I don't see any Time magazines with that. I do see Life. That's about 50. The other Time magazine from 67 was about $100. So
all right. So you're in that area.
You're in that area.
Okay. I think it might be worth it to just hang on to it. I think it's kind of cool.
Yeah, obviously the longer
party
with
started.
Beatles, yeah.
When the party lulls, when you guys are done with Parcheesi, and you're like, hey, you guys want to see something cool?
Right.
Right.
And everybody loves you. All right, there you go.
Yeah.
Thanks, Lynn.
Thank you.
All right, let's keep going. 312-981-7200. Do a couple texts, and then we'll wrap up tonight. Let's see. 708 says, Crestwood House Movie Monsters Books. Revenge of the Creature, Dracula's Daughter, Tarantula. What? What does that mean?
They were books obviously put out by Crestwood House, and a lot of them have sold for about $80 for like a lot of 8 or 10.
Okay.
So you're in that ballpark. Individually, you'll probably be in the $10 to $20 range maybe. So,
okay.
But they are kind of cool. I would definitely pick those up if I saw them.
All right. 847, still in the Converse All-Stars box. I kept them in since 1976, talking about shoes.
Shoes, yeah.
No. Sorry, let me rephrase. There were two texts split up. Mm. Comics, early 1970s Justice League and Avengers. Rough to fair condition. Still in the Converse All-Stars box. And I kept them in 1976.
Well, that makes a big difference.
That's great.
The Converse box. Nice. That is grading is everything with the older comics. So I can't even really venture to guess on that. I'm going to say 300 to 2,000.
It is all about grading, right?
They're very picky.
And they go,
yeah, they
let me smell
it.
This.
That's right. Is the staple a little bit rusted? Is the dog-eared corner? I mean, they look at everything, and they will nitpick that thing apart.
Smells like you ate Sloppy Joe near this 1970s Avengers.
Right.
All right. 312-981-7200, but we're going to shut it down right now. We're at the end of the hour. Thanks to everyone who called, and there's a whole line of calls right now, so I apologize that we didn't get you in tonight. We'll get you in next week if you want to call back. Same to the texters. Text in early. We have this problem all the time. We start at 10 o'clock, and we're like, oh, yeah, we'll just kind of shoot the breeze.
10 o'clock every Wednesday.
Yeah, and then 10:52, and it's like, oh, bam. I got an idea. And then we get an onslaught of awesome things to talk about. Yep. All right. Greg Vlam at DuPage Picker, both on Facebook and Twitter, joins us every Wednesday here on the download for the swap meet here on 720. Greg, great to see you, buddy.
Great. Thank you, Justin.